Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Everybody, you have stumbled upon the Holderness Family Podcast.
We love saying stumbled upon. I hope you didn't actually hurt yourself.
Yes.
And I like accidentally trip and press play in the computer. I hope it was a mental stumble or a rabbit hole, if you will.
Or you did this on purpose. Maybe you purpose, like with purpose, you hit play. If you did, I'm Kim Holderness.
Yeah, I'm Penn, also Holderness.
Thank you. If you're new here, welcome to our weird little place on the internet. If you are a part of the weird family, we love you. Thank you for being here.
If you know us well, you know that this is recorded on a Friday and it's like the end of our day when we kind of let our hair down, unless you don't have that much hair like me, because I've gotten it cut kind of short. And it's more up because when I wake up in the morning, it looks like a cow has licked my... That's what I thought cowlick meant, by the way.
It doesn't? That's what I thought it meant.
I thought it meant like a cow came up and licked your...
No, just
your,
like, well, what it would look like.
If a cow came up and licked your head.
But there are like things we're supposed to talk about. But then we're going to get into like how your friend Chris Kelly thought that like... Or no, was it like he thought never lift, look a gift horse in the mouth.
That was
meant,
Will. Yeah.
Meant that like if a horse comes up to you with a present, don't turn away. And that's not what that
so
meant.
So Chris Kelly is terrible with those idioms, but that was actually Will Bennett.
Oh, okay.
But still,
we
fantastic.
Will shame you if you're our friends and you say something embarrassing. Anyway, first, before this, very important, our book, Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better At It, is out into the universe. If you've read it and you loved it, because we get messages all the time and I feel like it brings me to tears, would you mind leaving a review where you purchased it? That does so much in terms of helping people find it. And you know, I hate asking people for anything.
You're starting to sweat a little bit.
I'm starting to sweat, but the reviews are so important. And if you've not purchased the book, there's an opportunity. You can get $3 off the book on Amazon. So when you're checking out, use code 3, just the number 3, don't just spell it out, 3 everybody, to get $3 off our book on Amazon. So just search Everybody Fights and then use that promo code. And that lasts for the first 1,000 people
who use the code
yeah. And then it kind of shuts off, but I will say the reviews and the messages have been great. Some people, I think we should if we were more organized, I would read some of those messages, but the ones we get, the kind of the theme we get is, I read the chapter, I used that language, and then it immediately changed the, you know, the dynamic of our conversation. So it's a very light, funny, approachable way to approach communication in a marriage.
It's an approachable way to approach communication.
It's an approachable way to approach it. Anyway.
Hey, I have an update really quickly before we move on. Cowlick is you're correct.
I thought it's what
or I'm correct. The term cowlick originates from the domestic bovine's habit of licking its young, which results in a swirling pattern in the hair.
Yeah, that's what it would look like if a cow licked.
Okay.
You.
I thought I was going down one of these ones where I got it wrong, like Doggy Dog World.
Is that what you used to think it was?
Yeah, especially after Snoop.
I mean, so, he's anyway. Not wrong.
Yeah.
Today, we wanted to share a little life update. We left the house.
We were released back into the wild.
The CDC blew the adult swim whistle. You know, the adult swim, like when all the kids have to get out and all the adults can jump in. And it was weird, y'all.
But it was crazy. So it really did happen that way. We went from feeling like we were still fairly restricted to all of a sudden a bunch of studies and a bunch of information and just saying, go. And now the world is very much more back to normal than it was exactly 1 week ago.
And here are my feelings. So we took a trip with vaccinated friends. We had planned the trip. There was a total of 8 of us. And we're going to go to Charleston, South Carolina. And already I was a little nervous about being there. And then as we were driving down, the CDC says, you can take off your mask now. And legit, everybody in Charleston just took it off.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know how to feel about that. But I had to tell myself, if I've been preaching, let's follow the science for over a year, then let's trust the science. Like, then let's trust it. And I had to trust that it was okay. I still, you know, businesses, the hotel we were staying in, yeah, restaurants, all, you know, required it, which I'm happy to do. Because Glennon Doyle, who's one of my favorite creators and writers, she had a tweet that said, like, I'm going to keep my mask on. It's like a weighted blanket for my face. I'm like, that's it. This mask, it doesn't bother me. And in fact, brought me great comfort. And I don't know if I'm ready to ditch it.
I hear you. You and I are different on that one. Mm-hmm. As someone with asthma, just like another layer of things,
of course,
keeping oxygen from entering your lungs has been just awful. But I also want to say, I don't think I'm ever going to be the kind of person who's going to get ticked off because he sees someone else wearing a mask. We stopped for gas, and that's a whole other story, by the way. We're going to get to that. We stopped for gas, and I was walking into the place to go to the bathroom. That's TMI, but and there was a woman walking toward me, and she made this like very obvious grunt, like, oh, God, whoa, I guess I'll cover him. And she like put her hand up to her mouth to act like, well, I guess I'll do this then, and then kind of sidled off to
the
side. She was elderly, she was overweight, she was in the high risk group. I was worried about her, and yet I in some way inconvenienced her by walking past her with the cloth covering.
Yeah, so we just need to not do that, people. So if you see somebody in a mask, let's not.
It's okay.
Yeah, maybe they're not vaccinated and don't feel comfortable. Anyway,
that's all part of the adjustment, right? The adjustment's right. Going to be being accepting of that. And I think we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, but I think for my mental health, I was already nervous. I mean,
yeah, well, talk about, like, let's we're not even in Charleston. Let's talk about leading up to it. Talk about having to pack and knowing that you were going to be away from your kids for the first time in
a
while.
So
all that
first
stuff.
Of all, the microphone is falling off the table.
Oh God, look at that.
It's fine.
Wait, so
we have a little mic stand. Oh, it's okay. I'm holding it. It's fine.
It's a new table. No, I want you to keep talking and just know that while this is happening, I'm doing some maintenance.
No, it's fine. I can hold it.
You look ridiculous.
No, I don't. I look amazing.
You look ridiculous.
I will say, I'm an anxious gal. I'm a little sensitive, and our kids, we've not seen them for the last like year plus. So to not be around them, was a thing. And even the kids were a little anxious. You know, Lola wanted to track my cell phone and make sure we got there okay. You know, but it was important we did these things. And by the way, up until this week, and did you hear that?
I'm fixing it.
It's like weird that I keep talking.
We're there. No, that was amazing. It was seamless. It's not like we could have stopped and had someone edit that out.
Up until the last week, we had our friend living with us for the past like 10 months-ish. And so she stayed with the kids. So that's who watched the kids. And I just didn't know how. We made reservations for restaurants that were outside and I was doing all the things, but I just didn't know what it was going to be like. It was great. It was to see and these are like our lifelong friends from all over the, you know, these groups of friends from three other couples from all over the country. And it's one of those, like, we hadn't seen them in some cases several years, but you give them a hug and it's like, you're back.
Yeah.
So it was one of those like good for the soul type of trips.
Oh yeah. Cause we've been Zooming with these guys forever and there is no substitute in Zoom. Thank you.
Love
for getting us through the last 10 months. You are going to help the world travel less by plane when it comes to business meetings. You're gonna help people who, you know, they can't make it somewhere. You're gonna make your audio video interface is going to make life easier for us. But there is no substitute for hugging someone who you love in person and just being around them and being able to pick up on body language and being able to have a conversation that includes physical touch and just proximity.
Yeah.
It just makes a huge difference.
We had some laughs that like my stomach hurt afterwards. Like we were laughing so hard, and that's just like it's my very favorite. But I will say, you got, and maybe just, I'm the worst packer of a trip. So I'll pack for my children. I'll pack. I can do all the things. But when it comes to me, for some reason, my brain has this like block. So even in the best of times when we were traveling a lot, I'm an idiot when it comes to packing things.
I don't want to use that word to describe you, but you do seem to lack confidence in yourself.
Well, what I did for this trip, because I'm like, all, you know, we were there for a couple nights. I'll pack cute dresses for dinner. It's the South, so it'll be a little warm, and a jean jacket. So I packed, and we were driving.
Right,
so
that was the thing. I was like,
I could have brought a lot.
Just bring everything.
But I also hate overpacking.
Yeah,
which is weird. So I packed like three dresses, and then legitimately nothing else. And so,
you were starting to rewear.
I was rewearing, which after I like prefer. 2 days. I don't like to overpack. I hate carrying stuff around. I know, honey. I'm the worst. I know, because I'm always putting stuff in your suitcase.
I will say that if there's a pie chart of what takes up space in your bag, dresses is 4%. Underwear is probably 2%, and shoes are 94%.
Right, because I need to have comfortable footwear.
You have
and
a lot
I need
of
options.
Shoes.
But yeah, so I'm, and I need some, can somebody come? I want a pack expert? Or like I know there's stylists who come like style you or send you. No, but can somebody just tell me what to pack?
This is the perfect time for me to use the word extra if you're talking about having someone come in and help you pack.
Well, so we're going to Florida to visit my family. Well, that's easy because it's like my family and so we're not really going anywhere.
Yeah,
and it's going to be hot.
Like a pair of slacks or something?
No, but like
a pair of pants?
But what kind of shorts? Like, should they just be athletic shorts or like cute, like J. Crew shorts?
This is coming back to a confidence issue.
I know, as far as
what to wear. First of all, you look good in everything. You look good in a burlap sack.
Okay.
You look good in a trash bag with two holes in it. Maybe three. One for your
one
head.
One for my head. Thank
and
you.
Your legs.
Could you imagine just me walking around with a trash bag?
Well, that's going to be the thumbnail for our podcast. You covered in a trash bag, but you would still look good. Like there was this video we did when you were in an inflatable blue, like you look like a giant blueberry and you still were hot. It's annoying.
I think that's because you're my husband. Anyway,
I just wanted to say, as we were headed there, I had so much excitement and anticipation. And there was like a brief, maybe 3 hour period where I thought that the heavens or that fate was just going to make me miserable for the rest of my life. Because as we were leaving, and if you don't live in the Southeast, this wasn't a big deal for you because of this pipeline hack that everyone knows about. There was no gas in North Carolina.
So we
we
were like, is this a sign we shouldn't go?
Yeah.
Because we were going on a road trip and there was no gas in North Carolina or South Carolina. So it was an issue. And then leaving Julie with our kids with a, we're like, hey,
we needed a car.
You have our one car with a quarter tank and they have to be to four places. Godspeed. So it's a little stressful.
I was just like, you know, because we as a people have been punched in the face over and over again over the last 13 months. And that for some reason, like I know canceling school is bad, canceling concerts, canceling sports, canceling all this stuff has been bad. If this was going to cancel my trip to see my friends for the first time in 18 months almost, and it wasn't even related to COVID, it was just some other weird thing that happened, I was going to be pissed.
So I will say our ride down, I mean, Penn and I hadn't been alone, just the two of us in a non-work, I mean, when kids are doing school and stuff, we're technically alone. Actually, no, Julie was here. So we haven't been alone in a long time.
Yeah.
And so we were in this car ride alone and we like to play DJ on the way down. So each one of us chooses a song. And then, so what we got advanced DJ, which is like I would choose a song and then he would have to choose a song with one of the words from my song title in it. And so it was like a fun game to the point where we pulled up in Charleston. It's a 4-hour drive. And I was like, ooh, I need to get one more song.
Let's drive around for 10 more minutes.
So on the way down, we were like dancing and I had makeup on and we look cute on the way back. I mean, we'll get to whatever. We were like stopping to get gas at 3 different stations. I pulled in. We went to like a Burger King and I got like an apple Danish for like I was like, I am disgusting right
that
now.
Was that was a big time move by you. To I get was an like apple Danish.
It was so I was like drinking a green smoothie on the way down, and on the way back I was like, just give me an apple Danish.
I mean,
it was not good.
We'll get to the hangover in a little bit.
Anyway, we stayed up way too late. And by way too late, I mean like 11:30.
No, we stayed up until almost 1.
The first night we got a noise complaint to our hotel.
That's going
to
be like, that's the biggest highlight of the trip. Okay.
And I felt so bad because I am a light sleeper. And the fact that we got a call at midnight and the front desk was like, hi, we've had multiple complaints. I'm like, shut it down. Get out.
We were quiet. That's what happens in hotel. Like, actually, a lot of times they'll call a room and people will be quiet for 5 minutes. Then they'll ramp back up.
I know.
And
I just felt
again.
Like I needed to like write a handwritten note to the apologize to these people.
If you were staying in Charleston a couple weekends ago, we're sorry. Not sorry. Look, we need to. Did your microphone just fall again?
It's OK. I'm gonna hold it.
It's a structural issue. I'm sorry. OK.
No, OK.
It's not like we were playing like really loud music. We were playing this celebrities game where you have to guess a celebrity. And there were 6 of us playing, and because 2 of them went to bed, and it was a lot of fun. It was also something that we haven't done in person that gives you that like kinetic conversation with somebody for hours and hours. And we were all so excited to be around each other. And I'm sorry if you're 40. How old am I? 6. If you're 46 and you get a noise complaint once in 10 years, I feel like you're okay.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a sign that we were having an awesome time. I regret nothing.
So
I know that you're anxious about it.
I wanted to do a blog series about couch to cocktail party. Like, you know, instead of couch to a 5K, couch to cocktail party, how we like am easing back into life. And listen, I know a lot of you are going to be like shot out of a cannon, and I celebrate you. Like, total hot girl summer, you got this. But for me, I'm just going to take a minute. But this, I was shot out of a cannon, and I was like, it has taken me days to recover just from. And I loved it.
Are we talking about mentally or hangoverly?
Hangover took like 2 days. And I didn't even like, I wasn't even like.
No, neither of us got like throw up drunk. We just, it was.
A couple drinks and I am done the next day. And so it took me, oh my God, 40s, man. Hits you hard.
Yeah.
I mean, so I also want feedback from my 40 plusers who will enjoy a weekend or like a few drinks. How do you. Is there our friends were drinking like a liquid. They were drinking like a electrolyte thing the next day. We didn't know about that stuff. So we don't have any of that stuff. So I need you guys to hit me up on Instagram and tell me what I need to do to recover. Although, I mean, it'll be another year before I do that.
Yeah. My strange one is the like raw coconut water. It doesn't have a lot of sugar.
It's not like we traveled with that though.
Right. We didn't have any of that there. And also, just a little bit of fun fact is, for some people, when you drink a lot of that, you have a lot of fluidity in your stool.
Sorry.
But it is like a natural electrolyte, and I can't speak well enough.
Colonic.
But you got to find the kind that doesn't have a bunch of sweetener in it.
Okay. Before we hit a break, I need you, Ben.
Yeah.
To talk to our lovely listeners and friends here about your next business idea.
Oh, from Charleston?
Yes.
Hang on. So, this is a great idea that I realized like 4 people have already figured out and franchised.
But
so
you have to know, I think it was like, it was the next day. I think obviously he and his friends came up with this after being served a few beverages.
Right. So first of all, we weren't feeling great. We decided to go do something physical the next morning. I can't recommend this more. If you go out with a bunch of guys, like, get up and get exercise as soon as you wake up the next morning, because it'll reset your body. Like, if we were in LA, I would go jump into the ocean and let the cold water just like startle me back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we weren't near the ocean. And so we went to the roof of a senior center where we were the youngest people by several generations. And we played pickleball on the roof. I'd never played pickleball. If you listen to this, you know I'm a huge tennis fan. And I scoff at pickleball. Like, ha, pickleball. Come on. You're not even moving. It's not even a real racket. It's ridiculous. The ball's like a wiffle ball. Come on.
I love it.
After about an hour, we played another hour. And after that, we played another hour. We played 3 hours of pickleball and all looked like the guy at the end of The Hangover when we were done, who was stuck on the roof. We were like dark brown from the sun.
Yeah, everybody got sunburned.
It is the most addictive sport I have ever been around.
I need to I need to learn how to play. So because tennis, like that ship has sailed. Like I'm not going to be able to play with you.
Right.
But pickleball, I feel like I could get pickleball.
100%. It's so, yeah.
So anyway, so Penn and his three friends had maybe also a beverage or two while playing. And so
that was after I went to a barbecue place and had beers.
Okay.
And then we started talking.
And then they came up with this business plan that they were so excited to share with us. That it was funny. So let's hear it.
I pitched it to everybody. I'm like, okay, guys, brewery, foodery, like food truck, outdoor food truck, pickleball, the pickle, like pickle themed cocktails at a bar, pickle themed beer, pickle brined chicken, pickle brined fried chicken. Cause that's, you know, like really good.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Chicken, you brine and pickle. Yeah. And we're trying to figure out the name, and my buddy Bird just goes, Pickletown. And we're like, oh my God, that's the best name ever, Pickletown. Like, where are you going? I'm going to Pickletown.
I'm going down to Pickletown.
Baby, I'm going to take you to Pickletown. Like,
where do you want to meet? I want to meet him.
Let's go to Pete. Just runs out. Like, I was so excited.
Oh my God, so excited. And to the point where he was like, really talking. Are we, like, how much is our upfront cost? How much does it cost to make? They were researching how much it costs to make pickleball courts. What sort of, do they need to get a loan?
Would it be paint on concrete or would we use Hartrue? And so then I reached out to my brewer that I wanted to work with and my restaurant guy that I wanted to work with. I put him on a text thread. I'm like, here it goes, guys. And the brewer, Phil, he's a brewer in Charlotte. Who makes an amazing beer called Resident Culture. If you live in North Carolina, if you haven't tried Resident Culture, you should try Resident Culture. But so he, like, within 3 seconds, he writes back, that's a great idea. And then the next text is a link to a place that is a brewery / food truck that makes fried chicken and does pickleball. That is franchised into 4 cities and did it 5 years ago.
Okay.
We're so far behind. Like, I didn't do any. Why didn't I do any market research?
No, you didn't.
I'm an idiot.
He literally did not enter terms. But here's my thing. You don't own pickleball.
No.
So just because they've done it, they won't do it our way.
And the names, like theirs is called Chicken and Pickles, which is great. No. There's no better name than Pickletown. Yeah.
So I feel like our
someone's
place,
gonna. What are we doing talking about this on a podcast?
Everybody right now who's listening, just say NDA, and that means you can't tell anybody about it.
We do that
just
to
don't
people.
Tell anybody. Yeah, just say NDA.
We do that to people all the time.
I think by talking about it and establishing the date we're talking about it, if somebody else then named it, we could establish, because we've been through this with trademark before. So I think we're protected. I think. I don't know. Just say NDA, people. So Penn was like, this is our, you know, because I hope you guys enjoy watching our videos. But when we're 68, are you going to enjoy seeing us like dancing around with jazz hands? Like, so what is our... what's our next step? What's our next phase of life? And he's like, it's obviously Pickletown. So he was so, and then he just stopped. But I think we should do it, babe.
I mean,
we, who wants, maybe we do like a, and then, hey, and then we do like a karaoke night with like a live band.
Yeah.
Like live band karaoke, pickleball. Good. Can we have good wine? I'm sorry.
What else? Keep it going. What else?
You can have your
a laundromat. Let's add, what else you can add?
Arcade.
Yeah. The video arcade and... yeah.
I feel like...
how about a fish market? Just throw a fish market in. And it's an actual town. A church? Should there be a school? Can we educate our children there?
I mean, it's a town. Studio.
A train station.
You're making a stop. You're going to stop in a Pickletown. Boo, boo.
Let's do a jet propulsion lab in there. Like, maybe we could go to space there. It's Pickletown. There's no limits. I actually do love the idea of adding just... a bunch
you
of
know how Chip and Joanna Gaines have the silos and they have like a market. And
yeah,
we can have. I mean, we're not Chip and Joanna. Listen, I know we're not Chip and Joanna. Don't at me. I know we're not them. But what if we just had Pickletown
and just call it Pickletown?
OK, we need to take a break.
OK.
And we're back from Pickletown. I mean, you guys, isn't that I really feel strongly about this.
Like at a tire center. Just like you want everything in this thing. This is where Kim and I get in trouble when we have ideas. We're like, let's add this. Where the most successful, industries are pretty simple and offer one thing. And she wants 27 things.
If one is good, more is better.
No.
That is how I live my life. Like,
can you imagine trying to manage something like this?
Oh, my gosh. So like if the emergency, you know, that powder you put in your like vitamin C drink.
If like, protein powder.
Yeah. Or they're like, just do one a day. I'm like, well, if one is good, I should do four. Like I'm real bad at moderating. Okay. You guys, as we started this conversation, we were talking about how weird it is now in this weird new world. I do feel like we've suffered some sort of weird trauma over the last year. We are getting used to living a mask-free life. Our children are not vaccinated yet. So we feel like it's a big old gut punch to have all these like unmasked people around because like, let's be honest, not everybody's vaccinated.
Yes and no.
But so our life isn't really changing that much. Like, we're not going with them to indoor restaurants. Like we're still, and because they are still going to be wearing masks for a while, I feel as in solidarity, we will too.
So you and I, we can have this conversation now if you want to.
Let's do it.
Because I don't like when the CDC says it's safe for you to walk around outside without a mask, I'm going to do it. I'm vaccinated. We put the vaccine to the test.
Oh my God. You
last weekend.
If we don't.
No, it's been, we're past the time. We don't have symptoms. Like we don't have COVID. We didn't get COVID from that, from Charleston, South Carolina, which all said whoopee and took off everything.
There was not a mask to be found.
But that's a testament to, for us who got a vaccine that like it's, I think it's okay to walk. I still don't feel comfortable doing it indoors, but outdoors, I don't.
Oh, no, no, I'm not. Actually, outdoors, I'm totally fine, even with the kids being unmasked outdoors. Like, they play tennis, and he's in an outdoor basketball league, and they just said that it was safe for them to take off masks.
Yeah. But you still are watching it with a mask on, aren't you?
No.
You're not.
Okay. No, because so outdoors, I'm fine. But what I'm saying is we are going to Florida in June. We're not going to sit inside restaurants. Like,
not if we don't have to.
Not with them.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like we've made it this far. These variants are particularly hard on kids. So like, let's just not do it. And then so our life really isn't changing all that much as a family. So when those guidelines came out, I was like, I think I just felt a little too soon. And I saw another tweet. They're like, CDC, could you give us like a countdown or something? Like, I wasn't ready. But we're going to be navigating that. And so the summer for us as a family is tricky Right. And I think that...
Do you mean because we have different levels of vaccination as a
yeah.
family?
Yeah. But we don't have... We have a trip to Florida to see my family and really not much else. And I think that maybe we'll do weekends here and there. But I didn't... I'm so bad at planning. I miss the boat on like booking a beach house or one of those things that feels incredibly safe.
Yeah.
And everything's full. So I think we're just going to do some weekends here and there. And I'm going to do the thing in the beginning of the summer where I'm going to be like, you guys should do summer reading and math and stuff like that. And then just never do it. And then.
Yeah. I hope they don't give a ton of summer reading this summer. I think if you look at the degree of difficulty that everyone had to endure.
Oh my gosh.
It would be great if people can just read because they like reading and don't have to read a bunch.
And our next podcast, we're going to be talking about just surviving the school year and how our expectations drastically lowered. I think in terms of summer, Lola's played tennis for a couple years and enjoyed it. Admittedly was like, I just want to be good enough to make my school tennis team, like really didn't have aspirations beyond that, which is totally fine. You should be able to play a sport just to have fun with it. And really, like if you asked her to go for more than 2 days a week, she kind of rolled her eyes. And then COVID hit and it was the only sport being played.
Right.
And so last May, like a year ago, she was playing every day. And so she's really advanced. She's working so hard. So I think this summer we're going to do like a lot of little tennis tournaments and stuff and maybe pick fun cities to do them in.
Yeah, we got to find something for Penn Charles. We got to find either some day camps or also like, do you not remember we used to just get on planes and go places?
I know.
With like 2 days notice. I want to do that at least once this summer, maybe twice. I want to just get on a plane and go. We got some miles. We didn't get to use most of them from like we were supposed to go to Africa. We had all these miles we're going to use. Now we didn't go to Africa.
We do have. I think they expire in October. We have.
Yeah, let's credit. Just. I mean, let's just on a Wednesday. Let's say let's go somewhere. Let's get on a plane because we can get on a plane, right?
You know where we should go.
Are you comfortable with the kids getting on a plane? Let me start
yes,
with that. I am too.
We're in a mask. I think the science like, and I'm supposed to.
And by the way, I'm wearing a mask on a plane still.
Oh, by the way,
that's just.
I may never. Travel without a mask.
Yeah.
Because on those long trips, like we traveled back from London. Literally, we were a part of a production that got shut down because of COVID.
And we gave everyone the norovirus.
No. This was.
Oh, it's not that you're talking about.
No, this was last. This is 2020.
Okay.
And we arrived and we came back sick. It wasn't COVID. It was the flu.
But we got something else probably from that plane.
But we got something else. I mean, we got the flu probably from that.
Yeah.
And so I think those long trips especially, I will always wear a mask. And if people are offended by it and don't want to sit next to me because of it, bless you. Please don't sit next to me. But I think I will always travel in a mask.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But like this is, I do want to do that for my kids.
We do have airline credit. You know, we should go.
Where? France? Say France.
I think they're letting Americans in. No, what I was going to say. Ready?
Yeah.
We should go to the pickle place in
Kansas City?
Or wherever it is.
Yeah, that's way better than France.
Do research.
Yeah. I'm sorry. For those of you in Kansas City, it's a lovely town.
It is.
Your ribs are unbelievable. I've been there for the Big 12 championship. It's awesome.
But over France.
No, come on.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know if I'm ready to go international.
Don't you think they're pretty much like, they lock it down there, right? Like, we're good.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. And you know what I love about you, Penn Holderness, is that I can say that and you're going to be like, okay. And you're not going to try to like fight me and convince me to be more comfortable. So thank you.
Well, that is a fight that I would lose. So
maybe.
I don't fight fights that aren't worth fighting. That's going to be.
I think our kids are vaccinated and then we can go. But like, I don't feel comfortable exposing our kids.
Well, PC, right now, what's the limit? 12?
Yeah. So he's still 11. So it'll be fall before but when he turns 12 in December. And by the way, I know everybody has opinions on vaccination. This is what our family's choosing. You can choose something else without telling me about it.
I wanted to tell you, I had a great conversation with, I was doing mixed doubles last night with
tennis, by the way,
with another mom. I had a great conversation with her about whether or not to get vaccinated or whether or not her kids were going to get vaccinated.
Okay.
And she was clearly had a different opinion from us about it. And it was super civil. There was no judgment. It was like, you're doing that. I'm doing this. actually, she's decided she's going to get vaccinated now just because of the ability to travel.
Okay.
And because Europe is going to let you in with vaccine passports. And
by the way, can I say before anything, before people are like, you always, like when we went to this trip and we were going to go some different countries, literally there was a vaccination card we had to carry with us to shoot, like, because there's countries that are still like working on smallpox and stuff, so we had to like carry a vaccination card with us to travel to some of these other countries. So it is not a new thing. Anyway, go ahead.
No, we talked about the questions for vaccinating kids, about fertility, about whether puberty affects it, and we landed on different sides of that, and we went about our business. And I just, like, it is my hope that people with differing views about shots, vaccines, whatever, can have intelligent conversations with each other. Mm-hmm. That is my greatest hope. And then walk away and be okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, that a world would be a different place if that happened. I mean, I think all you need to do is dive into the comment section anytime we've mentioned vaccines. But honestly, like, we're not going to, we are telling you what we are doing as a family. And then, but not saying like, this is what you need to do.
Right.
Like, never once have we said you need to make this decision. Because quite honestly, there are people in my family who I love and respect who are making a different decision, and we're moving on. Like, I've spent zero thought about trying to convince them to choose another decision.
What did the great Donald Thompson tell us? CEO
moving.
Of the diversity movement, one of our old business partner buddies. If there's a conversation you're having with someone and you know you're not going to change their mind, keep it moving.
I have to say, one of the greatest, I love the feeling, I know this is going to be shocking to you, Penholderness, the feeling of growing and having my mind changed.
You like that feeling?
I resist it, obviously, because I'm a human being. I think as humans, I resist having my mind changed. But there are things, obviously, throughout my life, and I'm trying to think of examples right now.
Where you've changed your mind?
I've changed my mind, and I'm like, wow. You can feel your brain just going, huh. And so I think that by the way, we got vaccinated and we talked about it. Like, it could be hot dog water and cat hair. I don't know. I don't care. Put it in my arm. I did a lot of reading about kids and vaccines. I talked to three different doctors and a scientist about this because it's my kids.
Yeah.
Like,
we were also like, you hear stuff like, what if it affects fertility, then we're dealing with an end of days situation.
Correct. So I was like, I like heard some of that QAnon stuff and I was like, well, what if that's true? Like, I have to say, like, my brain went down. And so I did my own research. I was on the phone or in person with three different doctors and a scientist. And I came up with a solution that made me feel very comfortable. We're fine, you guys. That made me feel very comfortable about the process.
Can you maybe just elaborate a little bit now that you brought it up?
You know, I don't want to, because it's going to sound very much like I'm trying to convince people to do
it. And also, you're quoting a scientist and you're not a scientist.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm not a scientist.
Okay, I shouldn't have asked you to do that.
No, I'm not a scientist. But I will say, for my family, it became a no-brainer when you look at, like, things that have been debunked and not proven, and also, like, not even possible with this vaccine. Like, there's things that just are not responsible, like, possible. So that's the decision we're making.
Okay, so I have been listening to you and nodding,
but
also spending the last 2 minutes trying to think of something where you've changed your mind.
Okay.
And it is challenging. Like, here's the thing. You are a morally straight person. Like, you,
I find,
like,
great value in being,
you're right most of the time to start, so, but I can't for the life of me think of any situation in which you've grown and changed your mind about something. You've always kind of been on the same side of everything, but I'm gonna keep thinking.
I think
I know I got you this thing for Christmas called a moon pod.
Yeah, see,
I got you a moon pod for Christmas.
I complained
and you said it was tacky and stupid, and I can't believe my husband got me this for Christmas. And
I know, I was a little salty about it. So it's a giant, but like it's like a bean bag, but like elongated, and it takes up so much space. He got it in like a charcoal color, but our dog sheds all over it, and it's this gross thing in our very well-designed living room. I'm like, this is what you got me for Christmas? And literally as a family, we fight over sitting in it. It is.
I don't even fight anymore. I finished fourth. Like the three of you guys are just constantly there.
Yeah. No. So I have to say, like, that has made my life, it has improved my life, and I never would have been exposed to that. I think there's, like, if you can go back politically, there are some things I would have said, like, and I'm not going to get into it now, politically, that I would have been like, oh, I don't know if I align with that, or no, this is 100% right. I'll never believe otherwise. This person is, like, without fail, I trust this person. And I can look back and be like, no, that wasn't a good decision. That person didn't lead us on this one particular issue down the best path. And I could be like, no, you're right. That wasn't good. So stuff like that. We started, by the way, we started this podcast talking about, like, seeing our friends, laughing so hard, the stress of not wearing a mask, and we've turned it into... But honestly, what if that's a segment? Change my mind.
Change your mind?
Change my mind about something.
Yeah. That's a great idea. In fact, I don't know if I'm the one to do it. Maybe we have to bring somebody in for that, but I'd love to try first because I have fun. It's a fun game.
Change my mind. Tennis is... No, no, I'm
kidding. That's not going to happen. No. We'll think of something else. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give people the rest of their day. We're going to stop talking and give them the rest of their day to enjoy whatever it is they're doing right now. Sometimes I wonder what people are doing during our podcast. Are you walking? Are you doing chores?
Are you picking up dog poop? Most I have, like, on my list. You know what I have to say? We're going to give people their day. But let me tell you what I'm so excited about right now.
What?
It's Friday. So the rest of my day, it's a very rare Friday where I have like a light workload.
Yeah.
I'm going to organize and clean stuff out.
That sounds awesome.
So excited.
I have a massive edit that's going to take about 4 hours.
I know. I'm going to just be cleaning out the attic, and I could not be more thrilled.
Right.
Okay. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, you win. I don't even think my mom makes it this far.
And if you're about to go on a trip, have fun. Yeah. And if you feel a little anxious, you're not alone. It was us too. And if you can find a way to have so much fun that the hotel calls you in a noise complaint, give yourself a little high five from me, okay?
It's
going to be awesome. No, no, no. We're not apologizing for this. We're 46. We're allowed to get noise complaints. Just once. You're getting there.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.